listening to Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website where you can get all kinds of great features. And 855-450-FREE is the call-in number. You can call in and talk to us about whatever's on your mind. And I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
Yep, and we're having a very varied and fascinating show this evening. It's flying by. I can't believe we're already launching into hour three. We had started last hour talking about this very disturbing story wherein the NYPD, the New York Police Department, has actually been going to 16 different schools, many of them not even in New York, not even in the city or the state, and spying on the Muslim student groups there, which I find really disturbing. I mean,
yeah.
Are they going to start spying on the libertarian groups next? Or the, I don't know, any the Young Republicans, the Christians, the Gay Student Alliance? I mean, what are they going to come up with next?
Yeah, this is sad.
Yeah, it seems like anyone who's been deemed a threat is really made into a target. It says in this article, the author says, "Dress white, make your flight. Dress brown, never leave town," is the mantra that he has been saying about like how, the way that Muslims are treated on airplanes. And it's really sad that there's so much profiling going on.
When I went to Canada, I used to like to go to Canada a lot when I was younger, and I used to go every year to Toronto, and I actually went to a music festival, and we got a ride with some people we didn't know. We just talked to them online.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all from Pakistan. They were immigrants from mm-hmm. Pakistan, and they were talking about how, you know, they moved to Toronto because they wanted to go to school, and they had actually wanted to move to America, but they felt that they, because of the color of their skin, weren't really welcome.
Oh my.
In America.
Wow, that's, you know, it's getting really bad.
It was so disheartening.
Wow.
You know, to hear that.
I would like nothing more than to have more diversity, not just racial diversity, but like of ideas of of everything in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's something like 97 or 99% Caucasian here.
Well, he was telling us that he went to pick up a friend from the airport, and it was in New York,
mm-hmm.
and he got detained at the border for 6 hours
for
being brown.
Wow. Yeah, that's a traumatic experience, and he was never charged with anything.
No.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes. Let's go to the calls. I think we have somebody who wants to comment on this. Mike in New Mexico would like to talk about the NYPD, as I understand it. Mike, are you with us?
Thank you for taking my call, ladies.
Sure thing.
I just wanted to say, this is my view, and I know you spoke in the previous hour about some of the labels we put on people, but I just have to say, I just view it as Mayor Bloomberg's totalitarianism. He has tried to rule the city basically for the last 8 or 9 years now with an iron fist, and it's like he's trying to expand his reach with this, basically trying to expand the police state that he has created in New York out into other states.
Yeah, that was one of the most shocking things to me, Mike, is that they were going to Pennsylvania, they were going to New Jersey. I mean, they're just so totally overreaching here. And, you know,
I wonder how Pennsylvania feels about that.
Yeah, exactly. I bet those other police departments don't like people stepping on their toes as they probably perceive it. And, you know, Mike, I wonder what you said about Mayor Bloomberg makes total sense, because some of those policies have just been horrendously totalitarian, like the stop and frisk searches, which really target racial minorities, and the drug arrests in New York City, and the stopping people on the subways, the searches, egregious violations of civil liberties. But do you think that people are essentially just kind of, that he's just doing what people are kind of demanding in a way, like that people are so kind of supportive of this because they're afraid of another attack, or that they're in some way kind of cheering this on?
Oh, I think the people are cheering it on because he is feeding off of their fears. You know, I live right on the Mexican border, which is always, you hear in the news media all the time how porous it is, and we've got Hamas and Hezbollah operating in Mexico, and all of these different things. And I think it's just a fear tactic. I mean, it's so much so that My own father, who lives in Virginia, he is dreadfully afraid of Muslims crossing the Mexican border unabated. And I keep trying to remind him why, you know, on September 11th, they all came across from Canada or on student visas.
Yeah.
So, you know, why are you letting this fear, insane fear, just rule your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's the problem. I mean, I understand. I was actually in Washington, D.C. on September the 11th. I witnessed firsthand the Pentagon. And yes, at first I was a very hateful person towards Muslims, or just through my own fear and ignorance. And then as I got to thinking more about it, I can't live my life this way.
Yeah, good for you, Mike. I'm so glad you came to that conclusion, as I think some people are really still in that stage of just like really desiring to blame somebody for these attacks and for the fear that they've been experiencing, which is really stoked and fomented by the government.
Well, yes, and Dr. Paul, as much as the mainstream media wants to laugh at his foreign policy, I mean, when it all gets said and done, we've been in over a 30-year proxy war against Iran because they threw off our shackles. They didn't like us controlling their lives. And I think when you're dealing with an inferior power, which the Middle East nations are, they're going to resort to the tactics that they can use to try to throw off the shackles of the oppressor. And this country, especially since World War II, has been just an oppressor of other nations. And we think it's going to last forever, but eventually the masses are going to overthrow us. If they don't overthrow us in a military sense, we'll be overthrown economically through our own stupidity.
Sure. Yeah, Mike. I agree with you. I love what you have to say. Something's got to give. And I'm glad you're out there listening. Thanks so much for the call tonight, Mike. Just some things from this article about studying while Muslim that I wanted to make sure that I read. The author opines, let's be brutally honest, if the NYPD were engaged in this type of widespread spying on any other religious, ethnic, or racial group, the criticism would be deafening. However, because the case involves Muslims, the silence is deafening. There is simply no public outcry and little media coverage. So, yeah, I think that's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
You can really see the bias against Muslims. And, of course, we were also talking about this the civil liberties issues that were going on in New York City. And I mentioned the stop and frisk and the drug arrests, which primarily target minorities.
Right.
This article also says the issue of the NYPD profiling, appears to go beyond Muslims. As the New York Civil Liberties Union recently reported, in 2011, the NYPD detained 684,330 New Yorkers for questioning. So, 250,000 people. Of those stopped, 59% were black, 26% were Latino, and 9% were white. To put this in perspective, whites comprise 44% of New York City residents, but they make up only 9% of those stopped by the NYPD. But blacks, who comprise 25% of New Yorkers, represent 59% of those stopped and questioned by the NYPD. Now, if that's not racial profiling, I don't know what is.
That's pretty powerful. Those numbers.
Yeah, I'm going to save those statistics because I'd like to refer back to them. We do have another call on the line. This is a, we'll see how this goes. It sounds interesting. We've got Carl and Jared on the line. Hopefully the audio will be good. And they have no specific topic, but they'd like to talk to us. Carl and Jared, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear us?
I can hear one of you.
Jared, are you there? I am here.
Oh, wow, the quality's great. So what's on your mind, gentlemen?
I have to say Obama is a terrorist.
And what makes you think that?
He cannot show a birth certificate. He does not live in this country, I do not believe. And he did not help Islam, who is one of our allies. So I believe he is a terrorist. He's Muslim.
And Jared, any more comments from you?
No, that is all I have to say.
All right. Thanks for the call, gentlemen. Do appreciate that. I don't know if I agree with them. I certainly wouldn't call them a terrorist, but
no,
they're entitled to their opinion. And you are entitled to yours. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Clitus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief. Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a live show 7 nights a week, which means we're here tonight on Sunday, and this is the live edition with myself, Stephanie.
And me, Julia.
And you, Julia. Yeah, that's right. And if you
threw me off there with the way you said it.
I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
No, it's okay.
Try to make it flow. Yeah. It's live radio. So if you would like to talk with us tonight, you are welcome to do so by calling 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to remind you that freetalklive.com has a lot of cool features. One of them is the news.freetalklive.com, where you can actually keep up with the latest updates on the show. You can get the links to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, Twitter, Google Plus. I think now they're on Google Plus. And you can also get emails about the show if you'd like to keep up with everything that's going on so that you don't miss a thing. And also, want to let you all know about the Free State Project. I just got back from the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, so we're not going to be talking about that tonight because it's over. It won't be happening again for another year. But Pork Fest is just around the corner, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's going to be going on this June 18th through the 24th, I think.
I see you've got a nice little mug over there.
I do. And you know how I got this mug? I registered for Pork Fest at Liberty Forum.
Really?
Yes, yes. Actually, I think this is Ian's mug, but oh. I have the same mug because they were giving them away as a little gift to anybody who did early bird registration for Pork Fest. So I think that was only available at the Liberty Forum itself, but pretty soon, porkfest.com, which is P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, very important to get the spelling right, is going to be open season for registration. And Pork Fest is a blast. If you've never been before, mark your calendar now, make time, take the time off work, get your reservations set at the Rogers Campground up in Lancaster, New Hampshire. You are not going to want to miss this. Last year it was like more than 1,200 people who, you know, all have some degree of freedom-loving attitudes, I guess. So it's really fun to be around that many people, get some fun in the sun, some relaxation, mm-hmm. and hang out in the mountains with a bunch of libertarians. So 855-450-FREE once again is our number. I want to talk about an article that is a little bit from, like, the weird news category, Julia, but it dovetails with something that we had discussed earlier tonight, which was art and, like, public funding of art.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say public because I sometimes fall into these language
right.
traps. Like, I'll say, we went to war in Iraq. Well, no, we didn't go. The government did.
Yeah.
And public funding of art. Well, it's really not public. Public is a euphemism for government. So it's government-funded art. Well, in this case, there's some government-funded art in Wasilla, Alaska, which is the home of Sarah Palin. And apparently some people are a little pervy in Wasilla, Alaska. And not only are they pervy, but they're trying to cover up their perviness by being prude-like on the outside.
Yes.
So, from the Huffington Post, is this fodder for art class or sex education? A 12.5-foot sculpture installed on the front lawn of Wasilla High School has created a controversy in Sarah Palin's hometown. Students began joking that the artwork, which is called a sculpture called The Warrior Within, and is made from stone and concrete, and it has these two carved shields, one made of bronze, the other of aluminum, and it's surrounded by some feathers that form the focal point. Some people say it resembles the female genitalia, and that's what they're very upset about, as you could probably imagine.
Well, what's weird about this is it's not female genitalia.
Yes,
absolutely
not.
So what's the issue? I can think of plenty of things that I see on a regular basis that are phallic, right?
Oh, skyscrapers,
yeah.
Anything. And, you know, if you have a dirty mind, you can make anything
right.
into whatever you want it to be, basically. And I think that you're right, Julia, that people are really reading too much into this sculpture. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It's metal colored, so it's not as though it's pink,
yeah.
right? And we were saying during the break that, well, if it were pink, maybe it would connote
yeah.
genitalia or body parts a little bit more. But it's not. It's metallic. It has a little kind of like a teardrop shape, I guess, surrounded by some feathers. And I guess I could see maybe the resemblance, but it's a stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I think people are, A, bored, and B, a little perverted, and they're reading way too much into this sculpture.
Yeah.
And creating a big fuss over it. And there is really a big fuss. It says, 3 days after being unveiled, the publicly funded work, which means the government paid for it, mm-hmm. through the National Endowment for the Arts, was covered up. The principal claims it was put under wraps to protect the $100,000 piece from vandals, not to censor body talk. So, I don't know why a school has $100,000 to spend on art.
No, that seems a little outrageous.
Well, I guess maybe it was because they got the grant from
right.
the government. So, I mean, that just seems like, you know, when you're in school, art isn't typically your biggest concern, right?
No.
But don't they say, like, isn't there some architectural mantra? Like, if you're building a nice building, like a hotel or maybe a lobby of a hospital or something where you really want people to feel comfortable when they walk in and to have nice art to look at, you spend 10% of the cost of the building on art. And it's... I guess, like a rule of thumb.
Right.
And art can be pretty expensive. I mean,
yes,
it can get very elaborate, especially big sculptures or things that are difficult to make. And it's really cool to look at. But, I mean, this $100,000 sculpture at a high school seems a little bit excessive. I don't know. And
yeah,
then they're just going to cover it up so nobody can even look at it. Because, oh, we can't have people like thinking about vaginas. Oh, my God. It's anarchy. Right? I mean, this is how crazy people go about anything that is, you know, even close to looking like nudity or anything like that.
Well, that's the thing. If, let's say, this was a sculpture of a vagina, right?
Mm-hmm. And they are out there. There are some of them that exist.
I mean, I'm not offended when I see vaginas and penises.
It's a part
just
of
a body,
the body
part. You know, my immature side might think it's a little amusing. But
sure. And yeah, they can be depicted all kinds of ways, like from very clinical to very artistic and, you know, creative depictions. And I think people should get comfortable with it.
Right.
Everybody has these things. Everybody has all different body parts.
Yeah.
Right? And not just genitals, but like, you know, arms and legs and heads and necks. And it's just our bodies. Like, if we can't get comfortable with our own bodies, like, what hope is there for people?
Yeah, I would actually say this town would probably benefit from replacing this sculpture with a vagina sculpture.
just to relieve the prudism
a little bit.
Yeah.
So we can get comfortable with ourselves.
Yeah, there you go.
Daily vagina exposure.
Well, there is something to be said with, you know, there is this idea, I think, which probably comes a lot from religion, that, you know, sex and nudity are dirty, especially when you're talking about anything to do with female sexuality. It's dirty, it's naughty, it's wrong.
Right.
And I think that really when you suppress those kind of things, when you criminalize them, if you will, when you make them something that sends you to hell, people don't stop having, you know, thoughts and fantasies about those kind of things. They just repress them, and they tend to come out in other ways, you know what I mean? Like, I think if the people in Wasilla, Alaska were, like, basically free to, I don't know, indulge in sexual expression how they were comfortable and were not feeling repressed, they would walk by this sculpture and just think, oh, it's a sculpture.
Yeah.
You know? They wouldn't have to, you know, get out their weird feelings in this way by just banning and covering up the sculpture.
Right.
Really talking about it. What do you think? Art that resembles genitalia? Maybe, maybe not. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday edition with Stephanie and Julia. And you can call us at 855-450-3733. Get your thoughts on the air. I'd like to talk to you about anything that's on your mind. And we've been talking about a lot of things tonight, Julia. Civil liberties, violations in New York, targeting of Muslims, and, you know, the kind of scapegoating of illegal immigrants. But also talking about government funding of art, which I think is an interesting discussion. A lot of people think that the government has to fund things like art and science, because if they didn't, then nobody would do them, and who's going to save the starving artists? But there are a lot of sort of unintended consequences and controversies that are created when the government funds things like art. And we were talking about this incident in Wasilla, Alaska, where people's sort of maybe read something into a sculpture that was placed at a high school that was funded by the state, and by the way, cost $100,000.
That seems really high.
Yeah,
for a sculpture. Government always pays way too much for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get it. Like, it was made out of stone and metal. It probably cost a lot to ship and transport, but $100,000, yeah, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, if you think about starving artists, if their art was worth that much money,
wouldn't they,
you know what I mean? Wouldn't they would only have to sell a couple pieces, and then they would be set for a long time.
Absolutely.
So obviously, there's some skewed pricing there.
Well, that's the thing. I think that having the government fund things like art maybe encourages some people to go into art who, I hate to say it, I'm not trying to be cruel, but like maybe their energy would be better spent in a different career. You know what I mean? Like maybe they're not. People are not willing to pay for their art.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say they're bad artists, because, like, who am I to judge who's a bad artist, right? A lot of people like different things. Like, people
right.
have different aesthetic values. But maybe there are some people who go into the art world because the government will fund their work who, you know, could be much happier and have a much easier time supporting themselves if they spent their energy elsewhere. We actually have someone who's listening on the Free Talk Live listen line, which you can find out more about at listen.freetalklive.com. It's Frederick in Michigan, and he wants to talk about the statutory code
Frederick, are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I heard Carla the other night discussing...
Do you mean Carla, the president of the Free State Project?
Yes, yes. She's a lawyer, right?
She is a former intellectual property attorney, yes. And I believe she's no longer in practice.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, she has a certain extent of knowledge of the statutory code. What's fascinating is all the judges, just like politicians and lawyers that work in government. I don't know if this is true of non-government lawyers, but...
Frederick, can I just stop you down for a moment, and could you explain what is the statutory code? Because I'm not a lawyer, and I bet not too many people in our audience are.
Okay, well, that would be what is euphemistically or metaphorically referred to as the legal system's law books.
Ah, okay. Makes sense. Okay.
And, yes, there are public laws that, anything back... Oh, gosh. Have you ever seen the Citizen's Rule Book, the Bill of Rights Jury Handbook that actually, I think, was constructed by the Fully Informed Jury Association?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's there's a website you can check it out sometime. It's called Citizens with an S Book, citizensbook.com.
Okay.
And the printer company is called Quitten, WHITTSTOMTOMEN,
okay.
Printers with an S, QuittenPrinters.com.
Yes.
So anyway, in this fascinating compilation of facts, historic, they describe a jury of peers, okay, and... So the jury of peers is our neighbors who know us well, our friends,
okay,
et cetera. Okay. And the statutory legal system comes along and they summon people from the community.
Okay, this would be commonly known as jury duty, right?
Yes. And so you have two systems. You have the statutory legal system comprised of code books, like the United States Code.
Okay. Frederick, I think I'm following what you're saying, but I just want to ask you to kind of speed up the point a little bit, because we do have some calls on the line.
So,
thanks.
All right. So where it all comes home, because I've gone into the courts to defend myself regarding moving violations.
Okay.
Okay.
This would be commonly known as, like, driving or traffic stuff.
Yeah. So in 1988, which is what is the seminal motivation and inspiration for me, a fella whose license had expired and registration and all that had expired, so he got pulled over and cited for those violations, and he may even have been arrested. So he went into district court and he argued that he had this constitutional right of a natural right of travel, unalienable right.
Sure. Okay.
So the district court judge said, well, you're crazy, dude. You know, everybody knows driving is a privilege. Okay, so the guy didn't have enough knowledge at that point to differentiate commercial activity.
Okay.
Which is what driving actually predicated upon.
Okay.
Driving, the privilege of driving is to engage in commercial activity for profit. Okay? So cab driver,
Frederick,
bus driver,
just
limo,
one question, because we're short on time. I want to ask you a question. So did you use this in court, and were you able to successfully...
Yeah. So what I did is I differentiated... driving as this, okay, so this case, the guy appealed to the circuit court, and it happened to be a lady judge who now is in the appellate court of the state of Michigan.
Okay.
This lady judge over overruled the district court judge because she said this defendant appellant's license, et cetera, had expired. And because he no longer had a valid license or contract, the rules and regs of the statutory code no longer applied.
Okay.
So everything is a contract. Everything.
Frederick, we got to move on. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
I do appreciate your calling in tonight. I had a little trouble following that, but that's okay. Sorry, Julie. I had to mute the microphone.
It's not very nice. I have trouble following legal. You know, I'm not very familiar with the legal system.
I think a lot of people have trouble with that.
Right. Which is what lawyers are for, right?
Well, I don't think we would really need them in a world where there wasn't this convoluted legal system where everything is meant to confuse the normal layperson, right? Yeah.
Here's the one thing I took away from his call, which actually has nothing to do with what he called about, but when he gave us the definition of statutory.
Okay.
Or statutes, I guess.
Yeah, the law books.
I instantly just thought of statutory rape, and I couldn't help but think that. So the definition of that basically is like legal rape, right?
Yes.
Like legally, we call this rape.
Yes, but it may not be non-consensual sex between two people.
I realize that it has nothing to do with what he called about, but that was my train of thought.
No, it's a good point to bring up. I actually thought that's what he was going to bring up.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was thinking about it, I think.
All right, you learn something new every night on Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. You really can bring up anything on the show.
Yes.
And we'll be back with more coming up for the final segment of the show, so you better make your calls quick. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are just kicking off the final segment of the show, but you can always find us online at freetalklive.com. We do a live show 7 nights a week, so there's always something there for your entertainment. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And you can call us if you call quick at 855-450-FREE to get your thoughts in on anything we've been discussing tonight. Anything from government funding of art to racial profiling of Muslims and other racial minorities, perhaps, the NYPD spying on Muslim student groups, or anything else that's on your mind, but you got to make your call quick, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Matt in New Jersey. He wants to talk about a horror convention. Matt, are you with us?
Hi, how are you? I'm here.
Hi. So what's on your mind?
Well, I got a horror convention in 2 weeks, March 9th. There's going to be celebrities there. There's going to be vendors. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so what are you most looking forward to about this horror convention?
Well, first off, we're going to meet one of my heroes, Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger.
That sounds like fun.
Excuse me?
And what else do you do at a horror convention? Do you just watch movies and like learn about books and stuff?
Well, you can watch movies there. You meet celebrities and make friends. You can drink. There's a lot of things you can do there.
You can drink. Yeah, I bet you can drink. So do you think that there's some overlap with maybe like other types of conventions, like, I don't know, Comic-Con? Like, what are some of the big conventions? Like I want to say nerd conventions, but that's kind of a mean way to put it.
Well, the Star Trek-y conventions and the Comic-Cons, they're a lot different than this. It's more like underground.
Okay.
It's
so cool you haven't heard of it yet, right?
Well, let me put it out there. This convention is called Monster Mania. It's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I think a lot of people to go. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Was that all you had to say, Matt?
Let me just put something out there. That's it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Matt. And I hope the convention goes well.
I've never been to a horror. I don't like scary movies, actually.
I always feel really self-conscious, like I have to enunciate horror.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people to think it's a different kind of convention.
Right.
If I don't enunciate well. So, anyway. Yeah, I mean, speaking of conventions, Julia, this was maybe something that we thought about discussing tonight. We just had the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Mm-hmm. It was a big convention. There were lots of people there. And by the way, if you have any thoughts you want to get in right before the end of the show, 855-450-FREE. I want to give the number out one more time. But, sometimes libertarians are, let's just say, not known for their social skills. Have you experienced this,
yes,
Julia?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and I mean, I like to speculate about why that is. I'm kind of fascinated by the topic. The theory I've sort of settled on is that, you know, maybe people who are always kind of outside the box thinkers are kind of marginalized from a very young age, and they don't really make a lot of the friends, and they don't get a chance to develop some of those social skills that maybe some other people do.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I have no idea why, and I mean, it's not to say it's everybody, but there definitely are some sort of standoffish people that I've met and kind of socially awkward people that I've met. I wouldn't really know how to describe it other than that, but it's just like maybe they're not used to socializing with large groups of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that could definitely be something that's going on kind of below the surface. I feel like sometimes I see these things happening, and it's painful to witness.
Yeah.
You know, like, you said that the first time you went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you had an experience you want to talk
about? I did,
about?
Actually. I had a Free Stater burp in my face. Like, I mean, really in my face, not just, like, burped and I happened to be close by.
Wow.
Turned his head while we were walking, looked at me, and belched really loudly in my face.
Wow. Is he trying to say he likes you or something?
I could not understand.
Were you scared about that? Because I was
kind of grossed out, kind of like mad almost, just because it was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, did you really just turn? I've never seen that happen before. It's very rude. I think most people would agree. So
yeah,
it was very weird.
I would love to talk more about this topic. However, we do have some calls coming in. I'm going to try to squeeze both of them in before the end of the show. Mike in New York wants to talk about government protection. Mike, are you with us? Mike in New York, are you with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Oh, good. Good. Somebody called in earlier with the, they said they needed government's main function was to protect them.
Uh-huh.
And I was just surfing the internet. They had, in the 19th century, 260 million people were murdered by government. So
yeah, that's a good statistic to bring up. So you think that idea, you know, the idea that government protects you is kind of a fallacy?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's much more, you know, much more likely to kill you than to protect you.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we could also bring out the statistic that I've seen floating around. I don't know where this comes from off the top of my head, but, you know, that someone is 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer in the U.S. than by a terrorist attack. And, of course, there's a Supreme Court case that said basically that government has no obligation to protect you. There was a case where a woman called 911 because she was in a house where she was being attacked multiple times, and I think she was actually raped. And the 911 calls, like, they didn't respond. She actually called 911 twice and asked for some cops to come, and they didn't come. And the Supreme Court ruled that that's okay because the cops have no obligation to protect you.
I actually found an article a while back that I never ended up reading on the air, and it was about a police officer in some big city, I want to say maybe Philadelphia or somewhere like that, but he had tried to save a boy's life, like a little boy, I think, was choking or something like that, and he tried desperately to save this little boy's life, and the city actually came out and said, that is not your job.
Wow.
Like,
oh,
public statement. Don't try to save people.
Wow. Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah.
There are so many things, like when someone goes into cardiac arrest, you know, they could get CPR and be saved. And, wow, we can't rely on the state to save our lives any more than we can rely on them to protect us.
If public officials exist, shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, shouldn't that be their
Shouldn't that be part of their duty, right?
Yeah.
Because that's sort of the claim, is that they're there looking out for us.
Yeah, it has gotten so far from that original mission, if that ever was the goal in the first place. Mike, thank you so much for the call. That's a really good insight. And I'm going to try to squeeze in Brian in Colorado, who wants to talk about driver's licenses. Brian, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Hi.
First time listener here.
Oh, great.
I happened to turn into it tonight. That caller a while ago had a question or kind of explanation about the driver's license deal.
Yeah, sure. It was a little hard to follow what he was saying, but do your best. You've got about 2 minutes left.
Well, my son's in the same situation.
Okay.
And I didn't know where I should try to look for that information myself.
Okay. And did you try to look for it, or you would like to
I
know?
I just heard it. I just like to know. I just heard it 5 minutes ago.
I see. Yeah, I don't really have any resources to point you to, but I can tell you that, you know, what he was saying, I think, was that there is these things that you can say in court, and you can show somehow that you're not really driving, you are operating a vehicle in a commercial code or something like that.
I've heard so many variations.
Non-commercial code.
Non-commercial, excuse me. See, I'm not terribly knowledgeable about this.
I drive a big truck. I got the gist of it, but I wasn't sure where to go to follow through with it.
Sure. So that theory, we've had attorneys call into this show before and say that that theory is kind of based on this, arcane or outdated case law, like from before there actually were driver's licenses, and it really doesn't work if you try to use it in court.
Yeah.
And I'm of the opinion, based on the evidence that I've seen, I've never seen like a video of somebody using this successfully, and I tend to believe that judges and, you know, prosecutors will kind of just find a way, if they want to get you for something, they'll kind of just do what they want.
Right.
They might just throw you in jail anyway. There's not much you can say about it. So, yeah.
I deal with DOT all the time. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Department of Transportation for Trucking. And if an old 1800 law that never has been taken off the books, they will go back to that if they so choose to.
Yeah, or they'll say that there's some current law that invalidates everything you've said, or they'll just throw you in court in jail for contempt. So, I mean, I think it's probably not something I would choose my time to spend. I would choose to spend my time researching. And Brian, thank you so much for calling. We're at the end of the show, but hope you continue to listen, and I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. It's been Stephanie
and Julia,
and we thank you for listening to Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can check out all the archives for your listening pleasure. Hope you have a great week.
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.